This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don't risk this, man.
What are you talking about?
If you have to ask for help on how to do this...
Well, you're supposed to.
You're going to screw it up.
What am I supposed to do?
Look, the actual thing you're supposed to do.
Well, I don't know how to do it.
Okay. I know what you're trying to do.
What am I trying?
No, are you in?
Well, you know how to do the actual thing.
Well, yes.
You're looking for advice on how to look like you're doing
the actual thing. Yes.
And the fact that you screwed up so badly yesterday, just trying to figure out when this thing is, proves. All right, well, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So this story starts.
Yeah.
With you screwing up something.
Yes.
Because you came in yesterday morning.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, we've talked about this a couple of times. We got a new big boss.
Oh, big man.
Big boss man. Yeah. And big boss man is getting acclimated to the whole thing.
Sure.
It's been a bunch of meetings, get to know. Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
All right. So one of those get to knows is a Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Big old Zoom meeting. All staff.
All on board.
That's right. So we get into work yesterday.
Yeah.
And yesterday during the, before the show starts, you had said.
How do I get on this thing but not have to be on this thing?
Yeah. And the meeting,
you wanted to make it look like you were there.
I want to log on like I'm doing it because I got other things I got to do.
Yeah, you got a lot of other things you got to do. So you said today's meeting at noon.
Yeah.
How do I log on?
Yeah.
And pretend like I'm not there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, pretend that I am there.
In there, but you're not.
But I'm not listening.
But you're not listening or participating.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll pause the story right there because when you said that, I go, that's today?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. And Kimmy's
it's today.
So you leave
yesterday,
and Kimmy looks at me and says...
Well, I opened my email, and because I was going to send myself the link, so I had it for later. And when I opened the email, right at the top of the email...
What was that?
...says the date of the actual meeting, which is next Monday.
I screwed it up.
You screwed it up.
In August, different month.
Yeah. I would like to point out, by the way, I said, okay, we should call Tommy and let him know.
Well, no, you said... What should we do?
No.
What'd you guys do?
Who are you going to believe here?
Neither of you.
Well, either way, you do.
I said, you go, would it be funny if we didn't tell him? Did you not say that?
Something along those lines.
Okay, and I go, you know what? You do what you want. Thinking she was doing a bit. It wasn't a bit.
You do what you want, but I didn't hear. Well, I'll text him and tell him.
Yeah, well, I got nothing from you.
So when did you realize the meeting wasn't happening?
All right, so I'm going to walk the dog and do some stuff, right?
Okay.
So, and I want to get it done because it's hot out, right?
Sure.
So I'm rushing. Right. So I figure it all out.
Yeah.
I get on that Zoom app. I got to log in, create the password, bada, bada, bing. I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, join meeting. Boop, join the meeting. So I look and go, waiting for a host to start meeting. So the little wheel's spinning, right?
Yeah.
So the wheel's spinning. I put it in my pocket. I take the pooch. We start walking. It's like it's supposed to start at noon.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now it's like 5 after. I go, man, it must be everybody getting on board.
Sure,
right?
Yeah, running late.
10 minutes. I stop again. What's with this guy? Big meeting, big man. When's he going to start this thing? Wheel's still spinning. So 20 minutes in, I'm logged onto this meeting. I look again, waiting for hosts to start meeting. I go, what the hell with this guy? I finish the walk. I'm on this meeting. Yeah. I'm waiting to join. I can see my face every time I'm looking at it, right? So I get home. And that's when I noticed at the top of the page, it says August 4th. So I walked and looked at this thing for like 30 minutes.
You sat on a meeting that didn't exist for 30 minutes.
That's the earliest you've ever been for a meeting.
Yeah, and I was so proud of myself. I go, look at me, man. I'm first one in.
Wow.
Tommy Top Shelf. I'm getting in first. I go, look good to the boss.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
First one in to not pay attention to the meeting.
And I even muted my microphone.
Wow.
Well, you told me how to do that.
That's the advice you were looking for yesterday was how to mute everything and turn off your camera so they can't see what you're doing.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Because, Tommy, now that you know the meeting is actually this coming Monday,
yeah.
All right, your goal is to make it look like you're on this meeting without actually being on this meeting.
Yeah, because it doesn't pertain to me. I don't.
It does. It pertains to all of us.
No, it don't.
Okay, what's the meeting? What's the meeting about?
Contests.
Yeah.
I've never won one of them.
It's about rules that we have to follow.
Yes. Okay.
And things, I've been doing things this job. That we can and cannot say.
Let me tell you something. I've been doing this job for 35 years.
35 years. That's impressive.
And I've given away a lot of tickets under the table. But I don't need to know about contesting.
Hey, Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you been sued at your job?
Oh, zero, Pat.
I've been sued. How about you? Zero, yeah. Zero. How many times have we almost been fired? A couple times. But not nearly as many as Tommy Boulay.
Okay, but I don't do that. You guys do this part.
Yeah, but still.
Like the important part is y'all do.
Sometimes we're like, no, okay. You can't say that. No, we can't do that.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm going to log on. I'm going to listen. I'll turn the camera mm-hmm. off. I'll turn the microphone off. Mm-hmm. I'll listen.
Okay.
Okay.
Because they don't need to see my dumb ass.
Okay.
Right?
All right. So here's.
But hold on.
Oh, sorry.
If I turn off the camera part.
Yeah.
Do I still get credit for being there? They'll know I'm there.
Yeah. I mean, they're marked as, you know.
But they can also see that your camera is off.
Yeah.
Was that bad or good?
Bad.
What if I put the camera on, but the phone's in my pocket, so you really wouldn't see anything?
You would just see black.
The same thing.
And that would actually be worse.
Why?
Because the camera's on,
yeah,
but it's
what
obviously
are you doing?
Not.
What
are you
all right,
doing?
So mute the camera. Yeah, this is good information.
Did
I'm
you
asking
just say
you.
Mute the camera?
Well, you know, turn
yeah, so
it
you
off.
Can't hear
mute
the camera.
Camera.
Okay.
Turn it on. You're so technical.
Based on this conversation, I'm begging you. I'm begging,
yeah, well, begging
you.
Me.
Look.
Whoa.
This guy, our new boss.
He's a great guy.
He's
you want to look like you're present.
All right. So I got to look at the camera.
He's not from here.
Yeah.
Okay. So he doesn't know anything
about...
We can
make him sound like he's from Romania. He's in Buffalo.
Okay, the point I'm making is he knows nothing about your illustrious career.
He doesn't know about your daily schedule.
He doesn't have any idea that you get all this slack that nobody else has.
Or keep your voice down.
And let's be real here.
What?
Let's be real. You are hanging on to this job by a thread.
For 32 years.
Yeah, no, I thought it was 35 a second ago.
Well, if you count comedy.
The neighbors, no. You've never made any comedy on this show ever. What I'm asking you to do, for the sake of your career, is actually be on this meeting with the
be
camera
present.
On and have your mic on and do
I
all that
I don't
want
the mic on.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I see what you're saying. But we don't want to set the expectation too high for what he does.
Yes,
here.
Right.
Here's what's
keep it low, deliver high.
All right, here's the problem. The fact that you logged onto a meeting a week early yesterday
shows initiative.
Tells me
what?
That you are not going to do what you think you're going to do, muting the mic and turning
off the
camera.
What was a dry run?
No,
consider a dry run.
You think you're going to be muted.
Yeah.
And you're going to say something horrific.
That's why I need to mute the microphone.
Okay, but you're not going to do it the way that you think you are. And you think your camera's going to be off or turned the other way, but we're going to be able to see you, like when Kimmy heard you and watched you take a leak. When we were broadcasting from home, you didn't realize the mic was on. Right. Bro, it's an hour. You have nothing to do in your day.
So I got
to
sit down.
Yes.
Focus
on
contesting. How to present a legal contest.
Look, whether...
He might learn something.
It doesn't matter what he learns. No, he won't, because he doesn't...
I'm not going to apply it to anything.
You don't apply anything ever. The point I'm making
is... I'm not
an
applier.
Look, man, you just have to play the game.
That's what I want to do.
First 6 months of this guy being here, then you can go back to being the dick that you are. But I don't feel like dealing with it when they're coming to me. Tommy Boulay, your coworker, what's the deal with that? That's you. You're doing that.
I didn't do nothing.
252 WCFM.
Mute your knob mouth.
Tommy thought we had a meeting with our new big boss yesterday via Zoom. Turns out the meeting was a week later.
Yeah.
You logged into the meeting.
Yeah.
It sat on it for 30 minutes. Before you realize the meeting wasn't happening. Dan writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. The host gets emails to confirm Tommy logged in a week early.
Really?
Yeah, that shows initiative. But that's not bad.
It means you didn't read your email.
Well, I didn't read all of it.
Well,
it's not
I mean,
good.
That was a tough detail to miss.
Like the date and
like
time.
Like the 10 times you passed it while getting into the meeting.
I got a lot of stress.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of stress.
Like, for example?
I can't talk about it.
Oh, you can't talk about it?
I can't talk
about
it.
Oh, you got all that stress?
A lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
It's my busy season.
Sure.
Yeah. But you know I love summer.
Yeah. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This ties in with something we discussed yesterday.
Yeah.
We talked about technology and older towns.
Yes.
About how places like Pittsburgh, Gates, Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder to do things because you have folks your age and above.
Everything's tech now.
Yes, they don't know how to use chip cards when they're cashing out. They don't know
swipe
how to
this, that.
Apple Pay, yeah, whatever. And how, when you're in a younger town, average age, things are so much more efficient because folks know how that stuff works. If you don't know how technology works, it doesn't matter your age, Do not try to scam using technology.
Right.
You are going to get caught here. You're going to get caught.
Okay.
And how do you explain that to the new boss?
Well, I haven't scammed anything yet.
I know.
So far.
Okay.
Nothing's happened.
Okay. No, I understand.
So I can correct my scam and create a better scam.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You don't want to listen to us. Maybe you'll listen to Steve.
Okay.
He's on CMF. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
So I got a solution for Tommy's problem over here.
Yeah, what you got?
He probably set his phone in front of a picture of himself that I know he has in his living room somewhere.
This
way they can see his ugly mug, but he doesn't have to be in front of the camera. Just
a still picture.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Put his phone in front of a still picture
sure,
of himself.
Sure,
okay.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, all right.
Here's
the problem.
You guys have a good one.
Here's the problem. He'd have to take a picture of himself and then print it out, which he does
no,
not.
No. I got that old picture of me from the promo.
This man has a picture of himself in his living room somewhere?
With the cigar.
Him and his dog killed by
mail promos.
Like just him and... Okay. Hey, there you go.
I had a full head of hair.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, bro, that picture's
That's one young-looking 66-year-old right there.
The 40-year-old picture. 40-year-old picture. They don't even sell cigars that long anymore. That is interesting, an interesting idea. Could you do a still shot of yourself in these meetings?
Well, you can actually put up a picture of whatever you want instead
just,
of turn your camera on.
Just turn it on.
Yeah.
But again, like that would require some explaining.
I also assume everybody...
Well, I haven't blinked in an hour.
Kimmy, I assume in Zoom meetings, everybody that has their camera off or has like the picture is not paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't... I would think that everybody that works from home... goes out of their way to make sure that it looks like they're there and present.
Mm-hmm.
Because to your point, I don't know what you're doing if
your
picture's
thing.
Not on.
He's,
or if you're,
see, he's not listening.
Not
you're
on.
I am
this.
Listening.
You're going to blow this, man.
I am listening. But let me say this. Because the meeting's an hour, right?
Yeah.
At that point, I don't care if your camera's on, if you're live with your face.
Uh-huh.
You ain't listening for an hour, and you're not. Nobody can comprehend an hour of information.
You wouldn't. You'd be zoning out if you were in the meeting.
Everybody's zoning out. Yeah. At that point, everybody's at the end of that meeting. Everybody's me because nobody's paying attention.
Yeah,
you're going Jesus Christ aside. I haven't had lunch yet, and I got a million things to do.
But if there is that one time where they go to you because they're making fun of you or asking
well,
you a
be
question,
dicks.
And you're not there, you're caught immediately.
I mean, she's right. Look, I'm not saying you got to retain it. I'm not going to pay attention either. I mean, I'm just going to be
there.
I'm going to put my face in there. Hey, everybody, good to see you. And then I'm going to sit there and just look.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. But no, you're trying to go do other stuff. Okay, you go do you, man. I promise you, when we hear you, when we hear you out in the garden talking to your dog, barehanded dog crap, throwing it out in the woods, and you can't hear us going, Tom, I'm not jumping in for you, man. May I remind you?
Please remind me.
You are so bad with technology.
Yes. Well, if I'm bad, what can I do? I'm old.
Actually, pay attention to the meeting.
I get confused.
No, you know what? I take it back. I encourage you to do this. I can't wait to watch this collapse on you. The man who, not knowing, sent his password for all of his stuff to everybody in our company, nationwide, reply all email. No, I think you'll be able to pull this off just fine.
I still remember my old password.
That's great, man.
No, I had to do with strippers.
Yes, I know. It wasn't appropriate.
It was fine. It didn't say, like, boobies or anything.
Might as well have.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Breaker Facebook page. Rick writes us.
Oh, Ricky.
Rick says, nobody pays attention in these meetings. Let Tommy be Tommy. They'll understand.
Thank you.
Tommy's a legend. Tommy rules.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Who wrote that?
Rick.
Ricky boy. Ricky gets it.
Yeah, man.
A sharp kid.
Like, you better hope our new boss gets it. Like, the last
thing. I'll go work for Ricky.
No. No matter your job,
the
last thing you want to do when somebody new shows up as your superior is be a jackass.
Yeah, but can't you give the old guy a little slack here?
We'll find out.
You know, the guys that built these organizations.
Weez is gone.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, who do you think you've been looking at this whole time? And by the way, Spezzano will get the slack he deserves.
Why does he get an eye down? We're the same age.
He actually does contests.
I also want to point out that the two or three times that our new boss has popped in, you haven't been here.
Oh,
I met him.
No, you met him.
That was like the first time.
Yeah. The last two you've been
and
gone.
And then the last two other times where he's like came down after a meeting or something.
Well, he comes down later.
Here.
Yeah, 10:05.
Well, who does that?
Okay.
It's the end of the day.
Okay.
You come down at 10:05.
And I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that he didn't ask why you weren't here.
Well, it's funny, Kimmy. Like, Tommy... because of this guy's, you know, he's he looks like he might be a little bit younger than you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Kimmy, Tommy thinks he's on the same level as this guy.
Mm.
Do you, have you noticed that when they talk?
Diamond grade.
Yeah, well, no, he talks to him like, oh, yeah, man, yeah, just a couple of bros. Like, this guy dresses like a boss really well.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell this guy, he does well for himself, right?
Yeah.
And he, like, uses actual English words when he's speaking. Yeah. And, like, watching you, remember, Kimmy, those old cartoons where it was, like, the big dog with, like, the little dog? Yeah, yeah, get him, Spike, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what you look like. It's what you look. You're embarrassing yourself. Just put your head down and do what he says.
Oh, my God. You're one of those, you're a corporate man.
You're Mr. 1%.
We're not asking you to participate. We're just asking you to show up.
That's all I want to do.
Mike makes a great point here on Instagram.
What's up?
Duffy on WCMF. He says, seems like the effort of not being at the meeting is actually harder than just being at the meeting. He's absolutely right.
You're stressed more about turning off your microphone than you are actually joining the meeting.
I cannot wait to watch how you screw this up.
Oh, man.
Yes, that's what I just said. We'll wrap it up with Natalie. She writes us on Instagram.
I said Natalie soon.
The key is to comment in the Zoom chat early once or twice to set the impression that you have the camera and mic off, but you are attentively listening. Yeah, you should comment in the Zoom chat. Good luck.
Well, you just got to say, yes, sir. Yeah, great idea, boss.
How do you do that?
Just say it like that.
No, in the Zoom chat, not speak.
Oh, you got to write it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with the English, man.
Yeah.
I'm not good with the letters.
No, or the numbers.
Numbers, forget about
it. Or the emotions, or the clothes, or the just being a general human.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You'd notice a man doing this like right away.
Mm.
And the lack of explanation would be what really stands out.
Yeah.
Because you can make the argument the most dangerous situation you can be in is one that you can't explain. And I don't know how you explain what the hell police say went down in 3 different towns with the same man on Saturday. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A 19-year-old from our area has been arrested after a strange series of events across Monroe County.
What did he pull?
So on Saturday, authorities say they got a call to the Delta Sonic on Penfield Road around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, middle of the day.
Car wash.
Yeah, you got it. That's where police say, by the way, it's also a convenience store and a gas station.
Yes, but they're known, but they're a car wash.
So much more than a car wash.
Oh, yeah, it's an adventure.
Can I just quick sidebar?
Yeah.
I got the new car, and I'm trying to, it's white, so I'm like trying to keep it really nice.
Yeah.
So I signed up for like the
club package.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Club band.
And I do say.
So you get unlimited wash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
But
somebody used to tease me about that.
I know.
What kind of psychopath?
You just admitted that into
what kind of loser psychopath goes to the car wash every week? That's like serial killer
you
stuff.
You go like every day.
Well, I like
the
guys.
But you're going to be that guy.
No.
Yeah.
But it is kind of like. It is
old man like, driving his SUV with a hat.
Well, I got to like.
Got to get my money's worth.
I got the A+ Delta Sonica Henrietta. So it is like going to a theme park, right? A music park. They got all that stuff over there. Anyway.
Yeah.
So. Police get a call to the Delta Sonic on Penfield Road around 4 in the afternoon, middle of the day. And that's where they say a 19-year-old was threatening people with a crowbar.
Oh, my God. That's old school. Crowbar?
You don't get more old school.
Who's got a crowbar?
Yeah, where do you get your hands on a crowbar?
Crows?
No, that's handed down. That's his grandpa's crowbar.
Antique. No, people still use crowbars.
For what? Yeah, usually you had one in your car because you could pull the lug nuts off and you could pull the hubcap.
No, I know how crowbars work.
Well, you don't need them anymore.
What I'm saying is there is still work done with crowbars. I'm sure there are guys that work in contracting and construction that have crowbars.
I'm going to say that kid.
At 19?
That's his grandpa's crowbar.
252-WCMF, do you work with a crowbar on a daily basis? Is a
where
crowbar?
You keep it around on you.
Well, he could have had his work truck with him. And I think something else in the story later, if you just listen.
I am listening.
We'll illustrate that. So, 19-year-old, according to police, threatening people with a crowbar. But when police got to the Delta Sonic in Penfield, suspect was gone.
Yeah.
Witnesses were able to give a vehicle description. And a short time later, thank goodness, authorities were called to 390 South for the report of a man throwing a hammer and striking another vehicle.
Oh, like, wait, on the interstate?
So they're not clear about this. It does sound like, based on what we know, he threw a hammer out of a moving car.
So at the window.
Because why would you be standing on 390 South?
Yeah.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
He's trying to change a tire. Left his crowbar back in the Delta Sonic, baby.
So his grandpa gave him a hammer, too?
Gave him a hammer and a crowbar and crippling anxiety. So,
all right, so he's on the move.
So he's been accused so far of crowbar threatening.
Mm-hmm. A crowbarring.
He's then been accused of throwing a hammer and striking another vehicle.
A hammering.
They then located the car and stopped it on Monroe Avenue in Pittsford. That's where the 19-year-old was taken into custody, but police say that wasn't before he resisted arrest.
Yeah.
He was charged with criminal mischief, menacing, and a couple other things. He has a court date coming up. The fact that he had the hammer in the car tells me the crowbar was part of his work stuff.
He's got access to a toolbox.
Well, yeah. You don't have a crowbar at your house?
I do have one at the house. I don't have one in my car.
Well,
but it's old. Like that crowbar was from like seven cars ago.
Kimmy, can you Google what you would need a crowbar for?
Today.
Yeah. Okay, so it looks... Somebody just sent me a video. Oh, my God. Right. This looks like the incident, and it looks like he threw the hammer at a moving car.
Oh, wow.
Well, how was...
Somebody had a video of the incident. It looks like the person who threw the hammer was videotaping throwing the hammer.
Oh, the kid.
It's a moving car. I mean, if this is the same case, if the allegations are true here, holy crap.
Yeah.
That's a moving hammer toss.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got to be honest with you. Bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, but...
Pretty impressed going on 390. He was able to hit the other car with that hammer.
He must have been practicing at home.
I mean, like, think about how hard it is. Like, you watch NFL quarterbacks. They can't throw in the
Throw the needle.
Yeah, and that's a football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 252 WCMF. We'll get into crowbar talk before we get into this other stuff. Pete's on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Never ceases to amaze me how stupid Tommy is. Every guy in construction has a crowbar in their trunk at all times.
Yeah, but the standard person doesn't have one. Non-working.
He's also got a hammer.
I got a hammer.
No,
he also had a hammer, Tommy.
Thank you. Paul writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, just used a crowbar 15 minutes ago to open up a crate. Turns out everybody's got a crowbar.
Kimmy doesn't have a crowbar.
I do not.
Are you sure? In your garage, you don't have a crowbar?
Throws feet.
I'm pretty sure we do not have.
Your husband's a firefighter. He absolutely has a crowbar on the truck.
Not
at home.
Work, but not at home.
He doesn't have a home crowbar.
We don't have garage crowbar.
He's got some crow's feet. That's what I said. Or he said that joke.
Pete, thanks for the call, buddy.
Or he made fun of her face.
Have a good rest of the day.
Okay. I want double credit for that joke.
So going back to the actual story where a 19-year-old is accused of threatening people with a crowbar at the Delta Sonic at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, then accused of throwing a hammer from a moving vehicle and striking another vehicle on 390 before being arrested on Monroe Ave in Pittsford. There's a lot of detail to this story, but the one thing it doesn't have is a motive, right?
Well, they never said what he was shouting about at the car.
No, or just said threatening.
Yeah, okay. Or what he was yelling about with the other car on 390.
Well, that might be hard to hear anyway.
Look, if the allegations are true, we don't know why he's got crowbar threats. We don't know why he threw a hammer. We don't know why he resisted arrest.
We do know he's angry.
Thank God. The folks at Delta Sonic in Penfield made that phone call and got the description of the car he was driving. So let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Now that we've gotten past this whole crowbar hammer debacle,
are
you more likely to call it the cops in a dangerous situation you understand? Or are you more likely to call the cops in a dangerous situation where you have no idea what's going on?
Oh, like you don't know who's in the wrong here type of situation?
Let me spell it out.
Stumbled upon it.
Yeah, let me spell it out for you. Tommy, let's say you're at the Delta Sonic here where this first incident allegedly went down. You see one guy almost hit another guy with his car. He grabs a crowbar and he threatens him.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Right? It's bad. Dangerous.
Yeah.
But there's logic to it.
Okay.
Are you calling the cops in that situation?
I mean, that would be the one you would.
Okay. Now, same situation, same place, but the guy with the crowbar just takes the crowbar out of his car and he starts yelling at random people, "I'm going to bash you with this crowbar."
Yeah.
You calling the cops?
I mean, you'd have to.
Okay.
I mean, because, you know, he's nuts.
So you're, but here's the thing.
I mean, he's crazy.
The fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's coming next.
Like, that guy bothers me more.
The one that you don't understand what's
happening. Yeah, he's just going crazy.
Okay, so you are more likely in a situation you don't understand to call the cops.
Yeah, because I think you don't know if you're going to be the target or not. Whereas in the other situation. Whereas in the other situation, it could be between two people.
Yeah.
So as scary as it could get, like I don't fear for my own safety necessarily
Understood.
In that situation.
You realize how selfish that thought process is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I got very selfish thoughts.
Because,
but in the first situation, again, like, you don't really know who did what either. So I don't even know I don't know who the bad guy is.
But there's still a crowbar out and a bastion threatening.
Yeah. Oh, I understand.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that's not good no matter who's in the wrong here. Yeah. It would be nothing to call the cops and say, hey, somebody's got a crowbar and they're threatening this other guy after he almost hit him with the car. It's weird how both of you, without realizing it, admit it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are more likely to call the cops only when you feel
You feel scared.
You are in danger.
Well, yeah, that's what 911 is for.
No, 911 is for public protection.
Right. I am in the public and I need to be protected. Me. Not that guy over there.
And if we bring this back to the Delta Sonic and the alleged scene that unfolded, right? Maybe the reason someone called 911 and got the description of the car is because they thought in the moment they were in danger.
Okay. Which is a good thing then. Okay. Selfish. Worked out.
Yes, fine. What I'm getting at is this.
Yeah.
It is strange how a lot of us are taught to react to different types of crime. Because there is this belief that if you mind your own business and keep your temper in check.
And you should.
You're going to be safe.
Yeah.
And the overwhelming amount of time, it's totally true.
Yeah.
But you should also be ready to dial 911 when you are not involved or when someone minding their own business comes across someone or angers someone that's not minding their own business. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So I should be vigilant?
Either way, you should be dialing 911.
I should be aware.
Oh, my God.
What?
I just find it funny, like, you, the
scaredest. Who wants to walk around thinking about 911 all day?
The scaredest, whitest Pittsburgh guy. What? No, I'm cool. I hang. I'm hip. I'm with it.
I'm totally with it.
I'm down.
I don't want to walk around on alert all day.
You do!
How?
Bro, you sprint across with your little legs at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I get my steps
morning.
In, too.
I'm scared of the dark in the city. Beep, beep, beep.
Well, there's a lot of sketch. Beep, beep. Walking around, looking around. Little Buffy Puffy over here.
Guy getting high is the one you don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
You really realize a lot about your emergency response when you're with somebody who immediately dials 911.
What do you mean by that?
So, like, for instance, I can think of an example. I was in a car and my friend was driving and we were going this way and there's a car going the opposite way. It, like, hit a parked car and, like, flipped over.
Okay.
And so she pulled over and immediately called 911, whereas, like, my first instinct was, like, processing what happened.
Right.
Like, I probably would have eventually called 911, but it wasn't, like, my immediate response. You know what I mean?
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think it's shock.
Okay.
Like, some people push right through shock. They go to, like, we got to resolve.
Mine, like, you can't believe, like, what you're saying.
Whoa, holy crap. What just happened?
All right. I get that explanation.
Yeah.
But I think, like, if I'm always kind of, like, impressed by that person that's just like, we got to spring into action right now and do something.
No, but I guess the way you're describing this, there are three kinds of people in the world. You got the folks like your friend who push through shock right away. Whatever, and bang.
You want to help.
People like you who need a second to process.
Yeah, like, I was like, did I just see what I think I saw?
And that's totally understandable.
But you say there's a third person.
There is a third type of person.
Third type of, what would that?
Let's get away as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Because I know, with all of the bone in my body.
Yeah.
That you would not call 911 if you watched a car hit something and flip over.
Yeah.
And I could prove it.
What am I going to say?
Kimmy, come back.
Let that guy who flipped a car call.
Kimmy, come back with me.
Yep.
There's a guy I know.
Mm-hmm.
Little guy. Ugly as sin. Tells his story.
Yeah.
He was driving down the throughway.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Right? And all of a sudden, he comes up upon two women sprinting for their lives.
It was the weirdest thing. Like, they were, like, running for their, you know, the look of just pure panic.
And what were they running from?
Well, eventually I found out, because I couldn't see it, because they had run a good distance, a burning car.
It was
on 90.
So it's burst into flames.
Bro, it is on fire.
You, like, said it was so hot you could feel the heat through your car.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
So did you call 911 there, or did the shock have to wear off before you were able to call 911?
I mean, cell phone technology was very sketchy and new back then. So
you didn't have a cell phone?
I did, Pat, but I don't think we had 911.
You didn't
yet.
Have service?
Yeah. No, I didn't call anybody. They were
like,
fine.
What did you do, though? Did you drive away just like, huh, that was weird, huh?
Somebody's going to take care of it. And by the way, the girls were safe.
You don't know that.
But you don't know if there was somebody else.
They were running pretty good. I couldn't run that fast. And these were big girls. They were hauling ass.
You didn't call 911 for a flaming car with two women running away from it.
You
for
don't
their
think
lives.
The cops already know the troopers are going to be on it?
You go, okay, that's fine. You call them and they'll say we got it. And you go, okay, that's the end of it.
A million. By the way, you don't think like a million people made that phone call already going down the thruway on a Sunday?
What's that? What do they call that phenomenon, Kimmy? Like if somebody collapses.
Cool dude.
and you start doing CPR, everybody in the group thinks someone else is going to call 911. You know, the person that takes charge is supposed to point at one person and say, you call 911. There's a name for this phenomenon. The idea that everyone thinks someone else is going to make that call.
Yeah. Hey, here's a thought. Just a thought here. Sure, sure. Hey.
Bystander effect.
The two women running from the burning car, they could have called because it's their car. Hey, my car is on fire. Can you come help me?
They may have had to bail without cell phones. You said cell phones were early.
Oh, my God. They didn't have a cell phone in their purse.
What year was this?
I forget.
I forget.
It was a while ago.
Okay.
I used to be on this fun show where they didn't pick on you all day.
What show was that?
The Meat Room. It was a really good show.
Shut up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the worst possible thing to happen at the worst possible moment.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Well, look, we're going through a heat wave in Rochester. Yes. This heat wave is happening like nationwide, and it just feels like it's never going to break. We're going to get a couple of days in like a day or two.
Yeah.
Right? But like if you're out working, if you're doing whatever, there's stuff that you can take to cool down really fast.
Okay.
One of those things is ice cream sandwiches.
Oh.
And God.
Oh, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. There has been a massive recall of ice cream sandwiches nationwide.
Oh,
the hell happened to the ice cream?
Like just one brand? Or are we talking all multiple of brands of ice cream sandwiches?
So here's where it gets complicated. The bars were produced by Florida-based Rich's Ice Cream Company. The FDA says that more than 100,000 cases of ice cream bars, cases, have had to be recalled. 110,292 cases. All right. So you ask Kimmy, what names do they go on?
Yeah.
All of them?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
These are not ice cream sandwiches that you buy four to a box. These are ice cream sandwiches where you walk into a bodega. You get it from an ice cream truck.
I got you.
Like just the random places, gas station, where you'd walk in and they would have an ice cream sandwich for you. For example, the ice creams go by the names of chocolate crunch cake bars, strawberry shortcake bars, crumble cookie bars, orange cream bars, fudge friends. They're the most generic ice cream names.
It's every type of ice cream.
You got it. And here's what makes it even more complicated.
What's that?
So 23 states have been affected, including New York here. So keep an eye out for this.
Mm.
Tommy, the places that would be selling no-name ice cream bars are also the places I would expect maybe not to pay attention to a national
region. Probably have had them stocked up for a little while.
So you may be wondering why
What's wrong with them?
They may contain Listeria. And Listeria is very, very bad.
It can kill you.
No, it legitimately can.
It's a death bar.
Symptoms include fever, muscle aches, headache, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, convulsions, diarrhea, stomach issues, miscarriage, stillbirth, premature delivery, or death.
That's it? I might roll the dice on that sandwich.
Wasn't it Listeria that had to have that person have their intestines removed after that gravy incident?
Yeah.
At that restaurant?
Yeah.
Like, and again, like people are now paying more attention to these recalls because we're starting to understand how serious.
Yes.
Was it Listeria with the boar's head, too?
Might have been.
A couple of months ago. How do we forget about that? It shut down deli counters for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. You couldn't find ham.
Might be. I don't know. I do not feel comfortable buying an ice cream sandwich right now.
Well,
Like the worst time to not be able to buy an ice cream
sandwich.
Here's
the thing. Not all the bars are affected. I mean, they say it may contain, every one of them doesn't have.
I'm not rolling the dice.
Yeah.
I'm not playing the Listeria lottery with my ice cream sandwich.
These are like the individual ice cream sandwiches, though.
You
could just buy the pack of them.
You could. But let's say,
you're working.
You know what? Yeah. I take that back. A pack of ice cream sandwiches never lasts you more than like a few days. A
few days?
Or her house?
There's 12 of them in there.
I can. All right. My kids are going out of town with my wife this weekend.
Yeah.
I have the whole house to myself. And I'm going to go buy a package of Nutty Buddies, the cones.
Mm.
And I think they're six to a box. And I promise you, the day I buy those, they will be gone.
You're going to nut up?
Nutting all over the place, bud. Nothing but nuts is what I call it. No, like even if you were to eat them all in the same day, they're going to meld if you're in a truck or you're driving around.
By the way, if you're eating that many goddamn bars, you have many problems.
What are you talking about? It's nothing for a guy to, in the middle of a hot day, go get a couple ice cream bars.
You shouldn't have that as a regular rotation of your diet.
You're such an idiot.
No, I'm an idiot for not consuming ice cream bars every day.
Yes.
It's not good.
It's not healthy.
I don't get it.
You don't get what? Diabetes? You want to be diabetic? Wear one of them stupid shoes?
Do I get ice cream?
Do you not have like a little summer treat like that?
Yeah, it's called whiskey on the rock.
I'm so tough. Check me out. I'm like a real man, but small size with blue shorts.
Nothing that brings you joy from your childhood.
Leaving at 9 or 10, yes.
And yeah, again, if I'm doing a physical job, I'm going to burn off that
I understand.
Stuff. No, you don't, you bitch. You bitch-ass bitch.
But I like a nice drink at night.
Okay.
Would you rather have a whiskey on the rocks at night or an ice cream sandwich?
You're
ice cream
asking sandwich. The wrong person.
I love drinking ice cream sandwich.
You don't drink.
I do drink.
I mean, she has a regular diet. You have girl. You have a supermodel diet. You have crouton Wednesday, man.
Oh, not anymore.
And it's not even like a handful of croutons.
Not anymore, because Ruby Tuesdays went out of business on Ridge Road.
He lost out on his crouton.
Yeah, so it really sucks. So when I travel, I have to find a Ruby Tuesdays to get my pumpernickel
Please,
crouton.
Please, sir, can I have some more croutons?
Joke's on you, bitch. 252 WCMF. There is a massive ice cream sandwich recall across America. 100,000 cases of the ice cream has been recalled for listeria concerns. And what really sucks is these are the ice creams sandwiches that you would buy like out of a case at a gas station bodega out of the, what do you call that, ice cream man truck?
The cooler, oh.
They all have just generic names. Yeah. So unless you are buying a name brand ice cream bar, which I guess would be the only option, what sucks is those are like double the price of
Yeah.
Have you seen how expensive ice cream bars are?
How much?
You're talking like $3-4 a bar. If you're going name brand ice
I was going to say, are you picky, though, about your ice cream brands?
Yes. Are you not? Mm-hmm.
Not really.
What's the high
I'll have like a Wegmans ice cream, no problem.
What's the high-end one, the Eskimo one or the Klondike bar?
Klondike bar.
Yeah.
That's like the Rolls Royce of like ice cream bars.
Yeah, because they ask you, what would you do, and it always ends up someone gets murdered, right?
Yeah. Or a Dove bar, that's the other big one.
Yeah, that's for like prissy people, though.
Oh, yeah? Not a working man?
I don't know. Yeah, no, that seems to be like the millionaire ice cream.
How much are those?
I don't know because I don't buy Dove. It's not my wheelhouse, man.
Oh, good.
I'll go Nestle Crunch Klondike. Those are good.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds delicious.
Tim writes us on Instagram talking about the ice cream here. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I just ate a 20-pack of ice cream sandwiches over the weekend.
Wait, he ate 20? No, that's a hoagie. That's a cold ice cream hoagie.
I get it.
I don't.
No, but they're probably the smaller ones that are only like.
Bro,
that
you shouldn't
that's
eat.
That's the problem. They're like three
Here's a
bites
tip.
And they're
nom,
done.
Nom, nom.
Here's a tip.
Yeah, please.
Over
please.
The weekend, don't consume 20 of anything. That should be a rule in everybody's house.
You're absolutely going to have 20 shots of whiskey.
No, I'm not going to have 20
Bro,
shots
pour,
of whiskey.
You pour three shots per glass.
No.
Yeah.
Probably four. Over the weekend? Yeah, maybe.
Okay, bro.
I don't have 20 whiskey drinks on a weekend. Bro, I'd be dead. I'd be slurring my words and forgetting things.
All right, so.
I'd be wearing like weird outfits that don't match.
If you were going to stop for an ice cream sandwich, just take a look. Buy the name brand ice cream
yes.
sandwich. You don't want to mess with Listeria, man. Yeah. Especially if you're someone that works outside and all of a sudden it hits you. Now you got Cole Brown coming out your backside.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.